Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live right now. The live stream seems to be glitching here, so we're going to pull back from that.
The world knows in communist China.
There he is.
In communist China, Xi Jinping is celebrating that they believe that they have put Biden in power. They have publicly stolen Pennsylvania. They have publicly stolen Georgia. But we are going to take it back because under law, they have broken the law. And when John Paul Jones' ship was fighting a ship three times the size back in the Revolutionary War, they said, are you ready to surrender? And he said, surrender? I have only begun to fight.
Yeah!
We have only begun to fight. We have only begun to fight. We have only begun to fight.
We have only begun to fight. We have only begun to fight. We have only begun to fight.
Where are the Biden events? Somebody show me a Biden event. Anybody ever seen one? Heard of one?
So nobody knew about globalism or the New World Order. Now globalism's in trouble.
No Biden events. He won, though. He won in record turnout, though.
Election, and it's brought itself out in the open. Xi Jinping and Bill Gates and the New World Order, they're the ones that are in trouble.
That's right.
And they're the ones that are going down. So I want to just come out here and salute the people of Arizona and the people of America.
Thank you, LA.
Black, white, Hispanic, old, young, all Americans coming together with red blood for freedom. So I salute you, and America salutes you. The president needs our support. People need to go to D.C. and surround the world.
All right, we've got a choppy feed here, so we'll go ahead and pull back from that. But again, that's Alex in Arizona. I'm not sure what the plan is next. I know that we have other plans here coming up in the weekend, but I want to open the phone lines. I think Leanne McAdoo is set to come in studio. Is she still coming in, guys? I'm sorry, what? Okay, so she'll be coming up. I mean, I can sit here and I can read headlines all day long, but we haven't really taken many phone calls since the big steal, so I'm thinking I'm going to open up the phone lines. We'll have Alex Jones popping in and out as well. Let me give out the phone number right now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. What should we be doing right now? Folks are going to declare Biden the winner. Okay? They stole four states right in front of your eyes. So, I mean, they're already declaring Biden the winner. They stole Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. And that's going to put Biden, I think, at 284 or something electorally. In fact, guys, if you want to pull up, let's actually pull up the map here before we go to break. Just so that you guys know what they're going to announce probably before long. And then what are we going to do? Yeah, guys, go ahead and just get Biden, Arizona, and Georgia there. And Minnesota. Let's just get this corrected here. So that, because this is what they're about to announce probably tonight, folks. Is that Biden won. I think it's going to be like 284 or something. Given Wisconsin and Michigan. In New Mexico. And that will be, okay, it's going to be even bigger than that. Yeah, they're going to claim he won in a landslide. He also had New Hampshire, too, and he had one district in Nebraska. Guys, flip Michigan there, New Hampshire. So they're going to claim that Biden won in a landslide, folks. I mean, and this is a joke. A guy who had no rallies, a guy who had no enthusiasm, no turnout, nothing. and they claim he got 80 million votes. This is the most faking pandemics, faking Russian collusion, faking elections. I mean, how much longer are we putting up with this? I mean, what are we going to do?
DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the BioTru Selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without immune diet. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells, that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA Force sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force election special. That's going to have to end in a week because we got a limited supply, and it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff is can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down, that's part of the global's plan. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
Alex Jones is live in Arizona. Massive Trump crowd. Still no live crowds to be found anywhere. Let's go back to Alex Jones live in Arizona. Folks, I have to air this because no one else will air it, and everyone that's filming is banned.
Taken over, they cut the transmission lines. You know, it's like aliens when they're about to attack. They go, "What do you mean they shut the power, dude? We're being taken over." But as long as we recognize it, this could totally flip on the enemy.
That's right.
We are here though now, guys. We are here. We are here. And what are we gonna do? We're not gonna back down.
No. Yeah, what are we gonna do? That's the question.
And under the cover of darkness, let these commies take our state, take our children, and take our freedom.
I just want to say something right now. Whether it takes a month, whether it takes a year or 100 years, we're never giving up, we're never backing down, we're never giving in. The globalists are scared of us. All over the world, Bolsonaro and so many others are getting elected. Nationalism and patriotism and love of God and family and country is exploding. The enemy is in trouble. They have to extinguish the American system because it threatens their system. We will defeat the authoritarians and their minions. We are strong and we are dug in and we're never backing down.
Won't stop.
Absolutely. Hey, they stole this in front of everybody. Now Trump's going to fight it in the courts. They did it right in front of God and country. It's a major miscalculation. But they are now, if they're successful, going to come after everybody. That's why we got to realize the real fight's coming. Get ready for the fight. And we're going to take humanity back together because they're going to give us a 1984 system. Well, what counters 1984? It is 1776. 1776.
You know, folks, look, I am really looking for the path of least resistance here, okay? And I think we all are. So, I mean, this is hard to talk about, but no one else is going to do it, so I might as well do it. And I know I'm not the only one thinking it, and they can publish their articles and claim we're calling for violence. We're not. I'm totally the non-aggression principle here. I'm the least violent person. I've never been accused of a violent crime. I'm very tolerant, even. I turn the other cheek. But I'm going to be honest here, folks. They're going to get away with this deal. And I think that the Trump campaign and President Trump is making a big mistake. They're not going to win this legal battle. And even if they do, it won't matter. There's no coming back from this. This is like, again, this is like putting up with the fake pandemic in March and April. Look where we are now. Sure, we fought it then. We had the rallies. We showed the numbers. We shared the science. Here we are, folks. Did it matter? Did any of it matter? Did all the cures matter? Did the statistics number? The morbidity rates? No, none of it matters. We're still here. We're still wearing stupid masks. No one's talking about it now because we got this fake election, but, oh, we're still in the pandemic. So I think the Trump campaign is making a big mistake. The angle is to not go after the rigged elections. Everybody saw it was frickin' rigged. If you focus on that, it's a losing battle. He needs to go after the Biden crime family. This is a joke. Joe Biden needs to be arrested. This is a pathetic joke. Joe Biden shouldn't be in jail by Inauguration Day. He will lose this battle legally. They're going to come out and make a press conference tonight. You may even have dueling press conferences tonight. Biden may come out and have a press conference and announce he's won. And then Trump will come out and have a press conference and say, here's all the voter fraud. Here's all the proof. Here's it all. We already have it. So what? Why are we sitting here showing each other the proof? We already have it. We know Biden's a damn criminal. We know he's taking money from China. We know his son's taking money from China and Russia and Romania and Kazakhstan and Iraq and all of them. And we just sit here. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, at some point, you either just leave the room or you start fighting. And so, again, I'm not calling for violence. I'm of the non-aggression principle. Folks, they have come after our First Amendment. They've come after everything. And I, at this point, I feel the path of least resistance is to just start fighting these people. And I don't know what that means, but it's not going to be won in the courts that are rigged against us. It's not going to be won when you're legitimately having Joe Biden as a presidential candidate. So I'm not trying to be pessimistic here. I just call it as I see it, and this is the wrong angle. Going after the voter fraud is the wrong angle. That's going to be so much tougher to prove in court. And you can have all the videos, and you can play them all day long, and you can sit here with all the evidence. We've already seen it. We know what happened. How are you going to prove it? How are you going to reverse it? What are you going to do? Have a re-election? Have a recount of fake votes? How are you going to arrest the people that faked the mail-in ballots? I'm serious. Trump should either just come out and declare. See, but nobody has Trump's back. That's the problem. All the cowards in D.C. won't have Trump's back. Because if he came out and made a statement about how Biden and the rest of them committed treason and they should be tried for treason, nobody would have his back. Everyone would go hide in a hole. So he can't do that. So he just puts up with the treason and puts up with the treason and puts up with the treason. And then they say, well, we'll have a legal battle in court over the election they just stole from you, President. And then they'll just commit more treason. And you and I will just sit here and suffer and be tortured and tormented with it for the rest of our lives. There's no more going back to normal, folks. Forget it. Forget it. It's over. And again, I'm not mad at President Trump, but I just think he's got the wrong angle here. This is not the path to victory. This is not the path of least resistance. You go after the Biden crime family. You go after Nancy Pelosi. You subpoena her financial records, her dealings with her daughter, her mule. But they'll come out. They'll have a press conference. They'll show all the proof, all the videos, all of it, all the fake mail-in ballots and everything. And then it'll get censored on Twitter, and America won't see it. And they'll just continue to move on with their giant fraud. Hey, it's like you have a block party, and one of your neighbors stayed home, and the window to their living room is, you can see through it, and he's in there just beating his wife savagely, and you're just out there eating barbecue like, hey, is that Bob over there just savagely beating his wife to a pulp in the living room? And you're like, you know, you're sipping your beer like, hey, yeah, boy, I think he is. So I'm like, maybe we should do something about that, don't you think? Well, I don't know. I mean, it's his house, and technically we're looking through the window. I don't know. Maybe we should just wait and see what happens, and then maybe step in or call the police or something. Yeah, I guess that's a good idea, isn't it? And then you hear the glass breaks, and a dead carcass comes out, and the woman's lying there bloody and dead. And you're like, oh boy. Well, she's dead now. Oh, too bad. We couldn't have done something about it. Oh, well. That's where we're at right now. All right, let's go to break with Alex and Rex Jones, and then we'll come back with more and start taking your calls.
Excuse me? It's voting. It's not that hard. You put in the ballot. Like, come on. Come
no,
on,
you
man.
Can vote for Dancing with the Stars, and that works, but not for president.
You know, they keep asking, like, this media, like, where's the proof of fraud? They violated the laws in Michigan. They violated the laws in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, and then they froze everything and then brought in all these...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, nothing to see here, just someone voting seven times for Biden with mail-in ballots. Oh, boy. It's a roller coaster, isn't it?
Look, I'm going to probably just shut up for a while because I'm just so livid and mad and just fed up. I'll just say something that gets us in trouble here. But, yeah. Fake pandemics, fake elections. 2020 is great, isn't it? 2020 is just great. Oh, and it's nice to see conservatives like Ben Shapiro and Dan Crenshaw saying, well, the president lost, so he lost. So it's too bad, but he lost. So just get over it. He lost. Okay. He lost. Yeah. Biden had more votes than any other candidate in presidential history. Yep, that's what happened. Uh-huh. That's what you believe. That's what you want me to believe. I have not plugged yet today, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm fortunate enough to be here at InfoWars, where I still have a platform, where I still have a voice, because I've been banned everywhere else like Alex Jones, yet we still dominate, thanks to you and your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Shopping, getting the great supplements like DNA Force Plus and Bodies that are 50% off, taking advantage of the 2020 election super sale, free shipping store-wide, triple Patriot points. That allows us to get Alex out to Arizona with a crew, the cameramen, the editors, the security. That allows me to be here in studio broadcasting to you right now, have the great crew here. So your support at InfoWarsStore.com is imperative. And thank God we have InfoWars to be reporting all of this right now. Because nobody else will go where InfoWars goes. And you know that. You've got the Trumps calling out the GOP for not having a spine. Boy, who warned you about that? You've got Fox News who will probably be the first to declare Biden the victor tonight. Boy, I wonder who predicted that. So it's just getting a little annoying when everybody knows our reporting is accurate, and if people would just respond to it like they should, if we were Fox News, say, then we wouldn't be dealing with any of this crap. We wouldn't be living in a fake pandemic. You wouldn't be dealing with fake elections. But everybody just wants to stay separated from the dark night, don't they? And they just want to pretend that they don't know about the dark night, and they don't know about our reports and all this stuff. Oh, no. But then Alex Jones shows up in Arizona, and he's like the number one rock star of all time. We have Steve Pachinik on the War Room, and it's the most viral interview since any of the COVID pandemic or the Hunter Biden emails. And they say they've banned and they've defeated us. No, you didn't defeat us. You made us more stronger. No, you didn't win the election. You cheated and made us more mad. So I'm going to go to the phone lines now. What do you think we should do? What should Trump do? Are you as fighting mad as I am? Let's start with Ryan in Georgia. Leads us off today. Ryan, go ahead.
How's it going, Owen? These are crazy times we live in. But if Biden gets in, man, I'm going on strike. I'm not working one day in the city. I'm not paying taxes. And I think that's what we all need to do until they figure this thing out. And when there's not food trucks coming in, when there's not clean water going to the taps, man, they're going to work this stuff out real fast.
It's the strangest thing, and I'm trying to think about how to even. So we need to have a 10 million, 20 million man march on D.C. Now, here's the problem. If InfoWars tries to spearhead that movement, some of the major influencers and thought leaders in the conservative movement will immediately poo-poo it, put a stain on it, and stop it from happening. So it's like we can't even really – I mean, we could organize it and have a big turnout, but it's like if they know where the roots, if they know where the foundation, most mainstream conservative people will just poo-poo it and tell people not to go, and so then it won't have the major influence. But it's like – do we kind of sit back and wait for other conservatives and thought leaders or maybe even Trump to organize this so that it doesn't have that mark of, oh, InfoWars bad on the outset? It's kind of like all the Stop the Steal stuff. When people are like, hey, help promote this, help this stuff. It's like, well, first of all, I'm banned everywhere, so I can't help. But if I start doing it, they'll start labeling it conspiracy theories and stuff. So what we need is a 10 million, 20 million man march on D.C., and we just need to demand treason trials is what we need to demand. We need to demand treason trials for Biden. We need to demand treason trials for Clinton, for Obama, for Clapper, for Comey, for Brennan. I mean, that's what we need. 20 million man march, Washington, D.C., bring your own rope, demand treason trials for these people. Anything short of that, I really think anything short of that we fail. I'm not going to lie. I really do.
Man, this is a real war, and I don't doubt that that would be effective, but we need to hit people where it hurts, man. You know what I mean?
But let me just counter you with something. People have already been destroyed by the fake pandemic. It's destroyed their lives. People are being destroyed by all of this. So it's already hit their pocketbook. It's hit everything. It's hit everyone. It's hit every walk of life, and they're still not getting it. Yes, people are waking up every day, but the masses are still watching Cardi B and Stephen Colbert and porn all night. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I agree, though. If they put Biden in, I mean, I don't know how I go on. I'm not going to be whining in the streets. Ah, Biden! Oh,
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm not working one day in the city, man. They're not going to get any of my energy, any of my time. I'm not participating in the system. And then I think that's what we all need to do, and conservatives in general. We need to do a mass strike, a mass walkout. We need to walk out of all our jobs, businesses, because we're going to lose everything anyways. People already have. You know what I mean?
Maybe we should just all move to South Dakota. You know?
Places that are, you know, act right or really American areas and leave the rest to fall, basically break down. Because I tell you, man, it's already happening. You can't get anybody out to jobs anymore.
Ryan, real quick, because I only got 30 seconds. They just stole Georgia in the last 2 hours. Are people in Georgia pissed?
I don't know, man. It seems like everybody's pretty depressed right now, I'll tell you that. But the people I've talked to, yes, they are really mad.
Yeah.
I'm really mad.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know how there isn't an organic response to the total theft of Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania. I mean, they just stole it right in front of your eyes. I mean, would you let your daughter get kidnapped and tortured in front of your eyes? I mean, this is just a joke. We're pathetic. I'm sorry. It's just pathetic.
The days of hell. The nightmare is here. 79 days of hell has begun.
Multinational corporations, the mainstream media apparatus, and social media tech giants are all now being deployed by the archaic, inbred, crooked establishment to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections, remove the populist champion of the people, Donald J. Trump, and install the decrepit, perverted, traitorous establishment puppet, Joe Biden, along with rabid radical hag, Kamala Harris. Keep your heads on a swivel and tune in to 79days.news for tomorrow's news today. 79days.news, America's last stand. 79days.news.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm not trying to sound pessimistic. I'm just always going to call it as I see it. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here sitting in studio for Alex. We'll be joined by Alex before the end of the broadcast. We're going to continue to take your phone calls. Leanne McAdoo will be in studio. You know, I think what President Trump needs to do is start having rallies again. I think he should go to every state they stole. I would announce it and give people a week in advance notice. Damn them to hell if they try to shut them down. Just be like, hey, they're shutting it down. I'm going to show up anyway. Hope to show up too. He should just do one in each state that they stole. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, North Carolina, or just all seven in Nevada, Arizona, North Carolina.
should announce it a week in advance and have 100,000 people show up, and then he should lay down the gauntlet and say, where's your people, Biden? Where are your people, Joe? We won this election, and we know it. And I know this, that InfoWars is controlling the narrative now. No brag, just fact. And so I'm trying to get people on the right thought course here. This isn't, oh, we're still going to win. We're fighting this battle. No, Trump won the election, folks. He won in a landslide. He won with record number of votes. The Democrats have never stopped voting, and they're not going to stop voting until they've won Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania. They stole Wisconsin and Michigan, and now they're going for Arizona and Nevada. Because here's what they realized in 2016. The mistake was letting Trump win. They're not making that mistake twice, and so they're not going to stop voting in Nevada, in Arizona, in Georgia, in North Carolina, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, until they get the result they want, and now that's what they have. Now, again, I'm non-aggression principle, and if I wasn't in this chair right now, I would be making personal decisions to live in a county. Like, for example, Loving County, Texas, where only 64 people voted, and 60 of them voted for Trump. And maybe there's a little lake I can go out and just live out on the water and just get away from this hell and this torment for as long as I can. But I'm in this chair. You're in this chair. We're in this chair together. So maybe we can go run out in the woods and hide from this crap for some time, but it'll always come find us. So, having accepted that reality, when do we declare war? When do we declare war? You faked a pandemic, we have the numbers. You have faked an election result, you have the numbers. This is killing us as a country. This is killing us intellectually. This is killing us economically. You spied on us illegally. You spied on Donald Trump illegally. You lied about crimes. You committed so much treason. When do we declare war on you? They've declared war on us. When do we declare war on them? And every day that passes and we don't make these measurements is a day deeper into their chokehold that we get. So, Trump has been rather silent. I think Trump needs to change his tact. Look, he's got legal people apparently looking into all this stuff, and only time will tell. Based on our history of winning these battles, guys, I don't like it. Again, I just call it as I see it. I don't like it. Our only hope is us, guys. That's it. Our only hope is us. You're your only hope. We're our only hope. Nobody's coming to rescue us. There's no superheroes. Yeah, God wins in the end, but God doesn't fight for you. You have to fight. God gave you the abilities. God gave you consciousness. God gave you a moral compass. God gave you reasoning and logic and freedom. Now you have to exercise that or become a slave. But I think Trump should announce he's having a rally every day next week in all the states they stole. Hundreds of thousands of people will show up to show their support for Trump in this fake election. And then throw down the gauntlet and challenge Biden to do the same thing. And then what are they going to do? Because, I mean, can we at least get out of the fake COVID at this point? Can we at least get out of the fake COVID? I mean, he'll at least help us get out of the fake COVID. And then Biden will say, well, we don't want to have super spreader events. No, that's an excuse. Let's go back out to the phone lines. It's just very distraught, you know, it's just very distraught knowing that they can do all of this to us. And we just have to sit here and get tortured and shackled into all this crap. Fake COVID, fake elections. Toby in Virginia. Toby, go ahead.
If I can, so you can get to the next call.
Go ahead.
First, if the guys in the back could go to YouTube's Appalachian Hillbilly Resort to shed some light on COVID. I went into this G2K Games the other day. Man shouts at me to put a mask on. I'm not doing it. I've got anxiety and everything anyways. But when I tell him no, he comes around the counter and starts screaming at me. I'm talking about like Alex Jones on the microphone. He's screaming. And he gets up within a foot to 2 foot of my face. And I get mad just talking about it. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, he's got his fist balled up. You know, my PTSD kicks in. I step back and I'm like, I'm going to let you know, dude. I'm right now, I'm in defense of my safety. So if you put your hands on me. And then I kind of caught myself and I pulled my phone out and filmed the rest of the encounter. And if you show it, you'll definitely have to bleep me out because I'll lose it.
Yeah, but, there's fights. I think it was Slovenia or something where there's lockdowns and mask orders. Now people are fighting. They're told to put a mask on. They just fight law enforcement. They're like, you know, fight. We're fighting.
When he gets up in my face, he's screaming so hard that you can see the spit coming out of the side of his mask.
Yeah, but he's worried about COVID, though, Toby.
And he's even on tape saying, tell me he doesn't care that I have a medical condition. You know what I'm saying? And that's the first thing he screams.
Yeah.
And if Jens could just maybe, you know, pull that up, Appalachian Hillbilly Wilderness Resort, that's just, I put it on there, I was going to put my dogs, but whatever. And then the second fact that I want to get to now is the elections. I'm just trying to be as quick and run down through it, maybe you can get back to that. Look, all of our marbles in this bag. If Biden gets in there, there's no accountability for the rest of our days. There will never be another Republican office, period. It's not going to happen. And I'm not all for the system, right wing. I know what it is. I'm awake. I've been listening to y'all since I was 17 years old, and I'm 33 right now. You know what I'm saying? I know what's going on. I don't want to give my kids these vaccines, everything else. Look, it's the Million Man March, like you said. Hotep Jesus said it the other night. We're griffing and being a bunch of cowards. If this is the other way around, the Antifa would be slamming rocks and stuff through the windows, running into those offices to see those ballots counted. And you know it. That's a fact. How much more are we going to take? Because once they get in there, they're coming to our doors next.
No, that's it exactly, though. You said it exactly. There's no accountability. If there's no accountability for the fake pandemic and all the destruction it caused, there's no accountability ever.
I'm accountable. I want to, not to interrupt, but who's, once they're in office, and then everybody's like, well, Biden's in all this trouble. Well, whoop-de-doo, because then we get Kamala. Like, that's any better? We're screwed if we give this up. Trump should not concede whatsoever, none, and eight. Muskets and bricks, like Hotep Jesus said. Shout out to him, muskets and bricks. He's right, man. This is. I'm tired of it. I live in a small county, and I can't even go to a game store without being screamed at and with the And once I started filming him, he come out from around the counter. You get what I'm saying? I'm digressing, but
yeah, we got the video here. We're playing the video.
And once by it, then these people that run these businesses are going to, they're just going to do whatever they want. And not realizing they only had like 10 businesses, 7 of them closed in the past 6 months. They only got 2 left. I couldn't even call a corporate office to complain that their employee tried to assault me because I refused to wear a mask. And I filed a report with the civil rights thing, like if anything,
you can
be discriminated against for being a drug addict. But the cop on tape, he tells me that he don't even know federal law. He said I'm sorry, Owen.
No, this is an excellent rant, Toby.
Like I've got to get it out somewhere, man. I am about, and I can't be the only one that's ready to snap, that's ready. I am ready to go in the streets and fight. I'm just telling you, I am.
Well,
I am ready.
Toby, look, that's what I'm saying today.
They've been doing it to us for 200 days.
Toby,
Owen.
Okay. Woo! Yeah! That feels good, doesn't it? Look, I, Toby, completely hear you. Like, I'm holding my tongue, but, I mean, folks, what's the path of least resistance? Going and hanging out on a lake or fighting these mothers?
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back, my friends. Alex Jones here live on this Friday Global Transmission, and history's here. We all have a duty. I would expect within 2 to 3 days they're going to be attacking the White House, trying to drive Trump from office. They're going to start plunging the stock market next week. This is our darkest hour. This is, we killed 62 million babies. We gave up on what made us great. We became a bunch of jellyfish and idiots. I'm not talking about our audience, but the general public. And so the enemy made a move on us. If you act like a sheep, if you act stupid, and you roll over on your back and piss on yourself, wolves come. And we're like a rabbit with his leg broken out in the field, squealing and squeaking. And so, again, coyotes are coming. It's very, very sad. We were sold through modern feminism and leftism that masculinity and the whole sheepdog phenomenon was bad. And so now the wolves have successfully trained us to get rid of our sheepdogs, and so we're in a lot of trouble. But here's the good news, and I'll always just tell you and shoot you straight. I don't think you need me to tell you this stuff now. It's all out in the open, but the good news is the articles are on Infowars.com. They're at band.video. There's senators and House members saying, look, Biden is a Chinese agent. It's on record. It's not like with Trump where they made it up to project that. So they have a big normalized, you know, fight for 3 years about it. So that when we accuse them of being Chinese agents, they just go, yeah, we work with China. Big deal. They are hiding that in plain view. That psychiatrists and psychologists came up with that to inoculate us. In the Washington Post saying Xi Jinping runs America, in the New York Times saying China runs America in all the publications so that when patriots went, hey, you're working through globalist corporations and communist China's governmental muscle to enslave us, it'll go, okay, big deal. You know, Xi Jinping's crushing Trump. That was the ultimate insane psyop. But here's the big deal. I've been talking to the White House today. I've been talking to folks at the State Department. You know, they're all asking me what I think's going on. But I asked them, what is your battle plan? And they said, well, it's communist China with the Democrats, and America's being occupied by communist China and their clients, the Democrats. And that's what we're going with, because that's the truth. So think about the magnitude that the president is getting ready today or tomorrow. That's why they want to drive him out of office, to address the nation from the Oval Office and say, look, we've been infiltrated by communist Chinese. We're declassifying all this information. They stole the election. Their people did this. Here's all the proof. All the proof's there. And then see what happens. Because it's just insane that America can't believe something like this would happen because we're America. Well, just because we won World War II doesn't mean that we're going to continue to go on. We got infiltrated. We got taken over. And here's the big issue. Everywhere, everyone is calling, every major site, every major conservative or nationalist or patriot group or the president or his sons, they're all being totally blocked or partially blocked, and all these sites are being suspended and blocked across the board if they show anomalies and fraud and corruption and governors violating federal and state law and violating court orders. When mainline nationalist publications, just American publications, put out truthful information, they are being completely shut down. Okay, so think about that long and hard. And so this is our communications cut off. They're going to then probably stage a shooting against the black people. Will be the next move. And then hype up a race war. That is the reason to drive Trump from office if he doesn't leave. America should just come together. We should see through all of this. But the internet kill switch has been put in place. And again, he wouldn't do it overnight. People would say no. Congress would act. You do it incrementally. That's how authoritarians do it until you've got full control. But in the last phase of a takeover, it goes from slow and incremental to the last third. It's instant. It just snaps shut like a bear trap. So imagine it's like the petals of a flower closing slowly, like a Venus flytrap. The fly doesn't notice. It kind of slowly closes. And the last minute, boom. And so we're in that second now where it's going boom. And they think, you know, we're used to them censoring us and used to them attacking us and used to them saying they're going to steal the election. And Biden said he's going to steal it. He said Kamala Harris will be the president. And you're like, why is he doing that? It's all done on purpose to rub your nose in it. So it's up to you now, America. Your email list, your text messages, that's one of the few areas they're not totally censoring. Send out our emails. Send out our videos, our articles now. Send out the live feeds. America's being attacked. America's being overthrown. If there's a chain reaction and we find our instincts and we find our heart and soul again and realize that this was all true and that InfoWars was dead on, then their whole attempt to take over will collapse and it'll boomerang back on them very, very quickly. If we go with Mitch McConnell, then what Fox News is already saying, well, the Senate will be in there and, you know, Biden will be a lame duck with all the laptop stuff and the China stuff. And no, it'll be the same old FBI, the same old Justice Department, the same old crap. I'll see you guys inside. Go ahead and go in. And it'll be the same thing over and over again. And then they're going to just keep launching culture war, economic war, new COVID lockdowns, COVID-20, COVID-22, COVID-23. They've got it all war game. They've got it all laid out. This is as sure as the sun came up. So we have to get motivated. You have to get aggressive. You have to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great supplements you already need to boost your immune system, take care of yourself. The X2, the X3, the body's old tumor formula back in stock, the DNA Force Plus, PQQ, the CoQ10. You need it all the T-shirts, the books, the films. Now the war goes third-dimensional on the streets with information war to expose the globals. Now we enter the season of race war and false flags. Now we enter the season of economic warfare and depression. Now we enter the season of lockdown, too. Now we enter the season of this whole New World Order system. So there's a battle plan. We should be able to beat them because we have the facts. Folks have to understand I'm not just up there saying stuff, but I've been right all along because I do my research. I live this. It's all I do. And so that's what we've come down to here, is you better understand. We know what we're talking about. And you better reach out to leftists and other idiots and not fight with them and say, don't you know you're schmucks? You're working for a foreign power that has millions of people in death camps in China. And that all the big tech companies are super evil and super corrupt. We've been super fat. We've been super happy because we were protected for so long. The protection's gone, folks. The honeymoon's over. the party's over until we get right with God and repent. So pray to Jesus for an awakening and then get out there and take legal, lawful political action. Get to D.C., surround the White House. The commies have said they're going to drive Trump for power. They've been planning it for months. This whole thing's been orchestrated. This whole thing's been chronicled. We know their battle plan. Stop asking if we know their battle plan. We have the God-dogged Death Star plans. So the kill switch is going in. That's what we said on talk radio and TV. That's why InfoWars is an outpost still there knowing all this was coming. So we're here, and you're here. You're the InfoWars, so spread the links to everybody. Tell your neighbors. Knock on every door. Run around yelling and screaming. Fly banners behind airplanes. Pay stuff on your barn. Wear T-shirts. Pray to God. Go to church and speak out. Stop taking it idly. They think you're slaves. They think you're stupid. They think you'll take anything. Don't do it. Get off your knees, humanity, and say no. Back to Owen Schroyer and the InfoWars Command Center. More reports coming up on Soros involved with the voting machines in Georgia and in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania and in Arizona. That breaking information coming up at InfoWars.com. Only you can amplify. Only you can amplify this transmission. Only you can override the globalists and big tech. Only you can defeat this and save yourself.
And here's why you need to amplify this transmission, ladies and gentlemen. We are organizing Stop the Steal, a rally, a protest for President Trump at every state capitol tomorrow at noon. Every state capitol tomorrow at noon. We need to be out loud and proud, American flags, Trump hats, saying we reject this steal. Biden did not get 5 billion votes. No. Trump won in a landslide, and we know it. The world knows it. Everybody knows it. But, folks, here's the problem. You're not going to hear about Stop the Steal. You're not going to hear about the election theft on most outlets. Definitely not on cable news. So you have to tell your friends and family. You have to document all the videos. All the videos you're seeing of Democrats filling out ballots, blocking poll watchers, suitcases being rolled in days after the election. You need to document all of that. Download it, archive it, put it in a folder, save it forever. Because it will be memory hold off the internet. As sure as I'm sitting here. When we come back, I'm going to start taking your phone calls, Leanne McAdoo in studio. I'm going to tell you what's happening right now behind the scenes, though. President Trump wants to fight this. He is going to fight this. He knows it was stolen from him and us. He has his advisors and administrators in the Oval Office today telling him to concede. That's how bad it is. Trump's own advisors are telling him to concede. Now, you'll know which ones are telling him to fight this. You'll know which ones are fighting for America. And you'll know which ones aren't. Trump wants to fight this at every level. His advisors and people in the White House are telling him just to concede. That's how pathetic this is. Just give everything to Joe Biden. A total, I mean, he's a damn child molester, for God's sakes. We'll continue to take your phone calls on the other side, plus the videos, plus Leanne McAdoo. But, folks, I suggest you and your friends and family get to your state capitol tomorrow at noon for the Stop the Steal nationwide. We have to be in the streets peacefully now to show our strength in numbers and our support.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.